Well, at a time when there are so many concerns being raised about the spread of Omicron in the country, it is election season and no political party believes that they should stop campaigning. One of the political parties most actively campaigning, particularly in places, for example, Karnataka, is the Congress Party, which has been having its Padyatra now for several days. Joining us now, the senior Congress leader, D.K. Shivkumar, who joins us. Mr. Shivkumar, the Padyatra has, at this juncture, been put on a hold. Do you believe that this is the right thing which should have taken place, given the spread of Omicron in the state?
Before starting this Yatra, I had informed it to the government that we are going to do Yatra since very long back. Even before doing the Yatra also, we had informed it to the government. And we started, I personally checked the numbers, entire state where we are going to do the, especially in the Ramnagara district, in Bangalore Road and every place. The numbers were nil, not even a single patient was in the ICU. Only in the entire district, there was only 22 patients who had tested positive and they were on the home isolation. That was this one. Even the next day, even when I was campaigning around the state on this Yatra, the Chief Minister himself has gone to Ramnagaram, had a public meeting. Very next day, in the Vidhan Sabha itself, again he had a swearing ceremony where about 5,000 people were there.
And I'm not saying that the other parties are not doing it. I'm only asking you about your party. The reason I ask, sir, am I not right that between 5 and 6 senior Congress leaders, including Mr. Moily, these are all senior citizens, have contracted COVID, which is most likely Omicron, given the...
It is not connected to our case, I'm telling you. It is not
connected. Were they not campaigning with you, sir?
No. They are not campaigning with us. They have not been contacted with us. It is no way connected to our Yatra. They are no way connected to Yatra. Some may tell that they have been tested positive. See, some may have some age issues. That is a different question.
If the older you are, the more serious it becomes.
Participated when none of them got. I don't want to comment much on this one, on that issue.
No, sir. It is an important issue to comment on. You can say they weren't part of the Padyatra or what you were part of, but the fact that you've had 5 to 6 senior Congress leaders falling ill because of COVID. Is that not an indicator enough for you that perhaps you shouldn't have had this Padyatra?
No. I'm telling you, it is no. I don't want you to play what the government wants to play. I'm very frank and fair at what the comment I'm trying to make it. There is nothing there. See, thousands of people have participated. Almost 1 lakh people on 4 days might have participated. You just check from today itself. What is the number? Where is the number? How it has happened?
Sir, the numbers will show. Sir, Karnataka has a 44% spike in COVID cases.
No, it is all created, I'm telling you.
The numbers are not created, sir. On what basis do you say the numbers are created?
Those who have got negative outside, when they come to Bangalore, they become positive. That is why I demanded for a judicial inquiry on this issue. But after 5 days...
Sir, are you saying the ICMR is lying? The health ministry is lying? The Karnataka... Mr. Shivkumar, you are one of the most senior political leaders in the country. But the moment you say that these numbers are lies, then you need to substantiate it, sir. On what basis do you say so?
See, the people already, a lot of people who have come from outside the country... Those who have got a negative certificate have come to Bangalore and here they get positive certificate. For me itself, a deputy commissioner sends an officer who has a positive to discuss with me. Then yesterday night, a deputy commissioner who has signed a letter, who himself has got a positive, who was along with the chief minister, sends me a letter. They are trying to trap me.
They are trying to trap you into what, sir? There was no social distancing possible in your Padyatra or any political rally by any political party. Were you not aware, sir, that Omicron was going to go out of control?
You are eyeing only at the Congress Padyatra.
No. No, absolutely not. And I will tell you how not, sir. It's an important question. It's an important question. Let me answer, sir. On this particular program, sir, on left, right and center at 9 p.m., we are looking at the possibility of super spreader events on the Ganga in Uttar Pradesh. We are looking at what is happening in West Bengal as well. We have reported about how questions have been raised on Arvind Kejriwal campaigning in Punjab. And today I am asking you, sir, Congress party, about the Padyatra in Karnataka, sir. It's not about here us also, versus here the also, Congress.
Here also,
it's all here. Political parties, sir. You are here leading also, this country, sir. What does it show?
You are also a senior reporter, I know. You are in Vidhan Sabha after Chief Minister. You are in Vidhan Sabha, Chief Minister, making a very big function. You'd have done it somewhere inside the house, sir. Giving a swearing ceremony.
Sure.
Why you could not teach a lesson?
Correct. I agree, sir. Sir, this is not Congress versus BJP, sir.
No, it is not Congress versus. See, it is not a...
Were you asked by Rahul Gandhi to stop your Padyatra?
I don't want to take the names of my leader. We have discussed in length.
No, but were you asked by your leaders, whoever they were, sir?
No, I don't want to discuss with them.
Were you asked to stop, sir? I'm not saying the BJP asking you to stop, the state government asking you to stop. Were you asked by your own party to stop?
Definitely my leaders have given me some indication. I have to respect them. I have to respect the court. I have discussed with my party colleagues. Though I am very firm, at least two of us will walk, but still to respect our senior leaders and the common man, keeping at the health and especially the respect the court. Today we have taken a decision. It is a collective decision. Though my individual decision was different, but we have to respect our leaders. Our leaders are important.
Veerappa Moily, Mallikarjun Kharge, just a couple of leaders who have worked very closely with you in the past. They are falling unwell, sir. Sir, leaders like Mr. Moily, like Mr. Mallikarjun Kharge, they've all tested positive. These are senior political leaders, sir. They are the latest across political parties. Nitin Gadkari has tested positive. Rajnath Singh has tested positive.
Because of my Padyatra, it is not true.
Shouldn't political leaders like you send an example, sir?
I would have become, positive. Why I am so strong? Nothing happened to me when thousands of
sir, you're lucky, sir. You aren't strong. All of us can get it, sir. Sir, I have nothing but respect for you. But with all respect, sir, you are lucky you are not strong. I'm also lucky, sir. We are all lucky that we aren't getting it. We have to mask up. That gives us an element of protection. Sir, people in your Padyatras were not masking. Not all of them, sir. There was no social distancing either.
So, I think one thing, today to respect everyone, we have just stopped it and we'll do it again. We'll continue it as soon as this pandemic comes down. That's all.
All right, sir. Well, I wish you well, sir. And I do hope that all political leaders across political
lines. One thing I want you to please do justice.
Yes.
See, government has not taken action on their party people who have violated the law.
Right.
They are misused. They are politically misused.
Right.
Now you are not putting pressure on them to file cases on all those leaders who violated in Karnataka. Very huge numbers.
No, we look into this, sir. We will look into this. But as I mentioned, elsewhere in the country, in Uttar Pradesh, a potential super spreader event tomorrow on the banks of the Ganga, we are raising that. All right. So that's the BJP government there. And, you know, thanks, sir, very much for being with us. Let's just hope that our political leaders are responsible people's lives can be protected. We'll take a short break.
Thank you. Thank you. Very kind.